Who here loves coffee?
Oh, me.
It's in my hand right now.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey. Cheers. In the morning. I know a lot of people in this office do. Here's another question. Yeah. Who likes cereal?
Me.
Oh, wow. Well,
are we going on a field trip?
I don't
know. I'm in class right
now. Yes, all the children in the studio who love coffee and cereal, I'm about to make your day. Because in the news, Dunkin' Donuts just announced they're partnering with breakfast brand Post to create coffee-flavored cereal.
Oh, wow.
We have a photo of it.
Oh, I bet that's
so good.
Yep. Oh my god, I bet that's so good.
That's my drink. I love caramel macchiato.
It's like an iced latte with cereal mixed together.
Yep.
I love it.
Dunkin's new caramel macchiato crunch is one of the flavors. It's basically crunchy spice cereal bits with caramel swirled marshmallows that mimic the layers of the iced coffee drink. They also have mocha latte flavor for the chocolate fans out there.
Yeah, that's, it looks like the little Cocoa Puffs or something.
I like how they're no longer marketing to children either.
Post says their priority was to get the flavor right, and they say they think they nailed it.
Yeah, but did they get the caffeine right? That's what I want to know.
Well, if you're wondering, right? Yes, the coffee cereal does contain caffeine.
That's
what I was asking. It's only about a tenth of a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay. God, so that'll do nothing.
Duncan says you may still need to stop in and get coffee after you eat the cereal.
Oh, man.
Well, you do what I do, eat 10 bowls of cereal.
Or no milk, just coffee in it.
Yeah, coffee in it instead of milk. That's genius.
It's rolling out nationwide next month. I'm just trying to picture the cereal mascot.
It's like a coffee bean.
It's Cracky, the coffee crow.
Yeah, I like it.
He's just like the heavily caffeinated crow just shaking, flying into the sides of buildings, and all the kids are like, "Aw, Cracky.
He's all jittery.
What's got you down, Cracks?" He's like, "Ah, don't talk to me till I have my bowl of breakfast coffee cereal."
Instead of like, follow your nose, he's like, "Don't follow me."
Yeah.
Goes into the store.
My nose is bleeding.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's coming out nationwide next month, and
nice.
You can eat your coffee and drink it at the same time.
Finally.
I love it.
That's one way to wake up in the morning. Another effective way to wake up is with the shock collar question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to put on a shock collar. We're going to draw a name out of a bucket to figure out who gets shocked today. Yeah. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last. And let me see who I got. I got Brooke at Brooke Fox Fox on Insta.
Oh, thanks.
Fox.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Foxes.
Two foxes. Double the fox.
All right.
Okay.
Brooke's putting on the shock collar, and while she does that, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Hopefully you live life without any regrets, but there's one thing that many people in our country often regret, and it's when they get something permanently inked on their skin forever.
Oh,
I'm talking about tattoos.
Of course.
And a new study found the ones that people are most likely to get removed after thinking better of it. I need you to name the top four in no particular order.
Hey, all right. When it's the top four, I can never get them all. Okay.
Well, the easy one.
This is why I don't have tattoos. Also because I'm incredibly indecisive.
Me too.
Oh,
honestly.
My God.
I always think, what's going to be cool in 30, 40 years?
I figure by the time I hit 80, I'll have an idea that I could live with.
And it's finally just I love mom.
Yeah.
Finally.
Speaking of mom, I think I'm going to go names.
Yeah, of course.
Anybody's name.
That's like an easy one.
But what, like an ex's name?
Yeah, sure.
Ex's name.
Oh, you're not being specific about it.
I'm just saying names.
Do you
I
have
think
to
that's
be specific, Jake?
I would like to be, you'd be specific about it.
Need me more specific.
Ex's
name or initials then? Can I say that?
Yeah, sure.
One of the common ones that everybody seems to regret, especially now, is tribal tattoos.
Yeah, well, those are just because they go out of style.
And because they're white people putting on tribal tattoos.
Exactly.
It's a real problem there.
Same with the barbed wire. I don't see the barbed wire as much anymore.
But I don't think I can just say, like, trendy tattoos, right?
Mm-mm.
You could say barbed wire.
You could say tribal tattoos.
I think the barbed wire is even worse.
Okay.
I'm going to go names, barbed wire. There's a big surge in butterfly tattoos for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think people get those removed.
I think that's still a thing.
Yeah.
You know,
the wings just
ongoing.
Get really big and start to droop when you turn like 70.
What about, can you say misspellings?
Yeah, of course.
But that's an automatic regret,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I accept that.
I don't know. Let's get the question one more time.
A new study found the tattoos that people said they are most likely to have removed. And I need you to name the top four answers on the list. And I'll give you a hint. Ask me for a number and I'll tell you what the answer is. But might I suggest number four? You never know what it could be. It might be something you haven't mentioned yet, or it could be something that's painfully obvious and I'm just wasting your time.
Jake,
you never
so
know,
mean.
Brooke.
I don't like your mind games.
Yeah. He's like, just pick number four,
he's
Brooke.
Just like
it could be
smart,
really helpful.
You know?
I'm going to pick number three.
Oh, Rebel, Brooke.
Number three was a misspelled quote.
Okay, so misspelling is on there. What about Chinese characters?
Yeah.
Anything written in
a
foreign language
that
you don't know what it actually means.
Mm. Maybe you say foreign to.
I also know a few people from college who have, like, it might be rare, but like TV show characters or something like that. Like, one girl had Edward Scissorhands, and then one girl has Homer Simpsons. Like,
see, but that's still cool.
But they were
though.
Born after the time these things that's were true. Even out. Like, that's so weird.
But then they ended up not liking him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because they never saw it originally.
Yeah.
I feel like only if that character doesn't age well. Homer Simpson, great. If you have a Bill Cosby tattoo,
not going to go good.
Not going to probably keep that.
Okay, I'm going to go with X's names,
okay,
barbed wire, and Chinese or Mandarin characters, or however you want to say that.
A new study looked at the tattoos people are most likely to get removed, and here are the top four. Number one, your ex's name.
Yeah.
Of course. Easy one.
Number two, barbed wire.
Oh!
Coming in hot.
I already told you number three was a misspelled quote.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And number four on the list is, of course, a dolphin.
Are you kidding?
It's overtaken butterfly as the most likely to be removed tattoo of just an animal.
Yeah, women went through a big phase of dolphins.
I don't remember
that. I didn't know that.
Wow, I don't definitely remember the butterflies.
I think dolphins happened before butterflies. I don't
really?
Know.
Really?
Why
do people regret the dolphins?
What connection do you actually have to a dolphin, I would assume? Like,
was there like a lawsuit with like a bad dolphin
and
now all dolphins?
Canceled.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe the dolphin as you age starts to look less jumpy and more just kind of saggy.
Yeah. Sad dolphin.
Sad dolphin.
All right. Well, someone wanted to hear you sing Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
Yep.
Ooh.
Need the lyrics for this one?
I think
probably
I got
not.
It.
This might be too trendy for you.
Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high.
Oh,
dang
terrible.
It, we almost made it to the next line.
Oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
Think watermelon sugar high. Hi. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.